Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Robert Kiyosaki of Rich Dad Poor Dad will be joining us in the third hour today to talk about his view on the economy, the best-selling author, financial planner, and self-help advisor will be joining us. Robert Kiyosaki will be joining us. Phil Berg, he's on a whole bunch of big syndicated radio shows today, like G. Gordon Liddy and others, promoting a rally that he's finally going to have, pointing out the issues with Barry Sitaro, a.k.a. Barack Hussein Obama's Kenya situation. They'll also be talking about the Barry Sitaro fact that he didn't give up his U.S. citizenship to become an Indonesian citizen. That's a fact and cannot be debated. That is on record. So Phil Berg will pop in about an hour and a half for 30 minutes to give us an update on that situation. In the meantime, we're going to open the phones up again today. It's all happening. The global financial meltdown by design is taking place. The major central banks are consolidating power through the crises they've orchestrated. And I've got the headlines here. Stocks continue to decline. Banks rise. In the last 2 years, the major six banks and their subsidiaries have all had record profits on the backs of free humanity. And now close to two-thirds of all the taxation you pay to the federal government goes to interest on the debt service. And just like third world nations, basically it's set up by these people and the taxes go up, but there's basically no services. We are now moving in that direction. Stocks and oil fall on China rates, Apple outlook down, dollar rallies. That's always only in the short term. That pushed gold down today, but that's part of a cycle as they rush into bonds and they'll rush back out into gold. I would guess the next 2 weeks gold will probably eclipse even the mega gains that it's seen in the last month. Stocks continue to decline. Again, banks rise. After Apple, brace for rough ride in tech. Apple way down with earnings numbers being a lot lower than they'd first thought. So we're going to be discussing all of that. Key article at the Economic Collapse blog, the biggest bank robbery in history, more quantitative easing, backdoor bailouts for big banks without having to go through Congress. Will Americans follow French example of civil unrest? Governments and central banks are bringing on second round of economic crisis. National debt up $3 trillion on Obama's watch. Doomsday denial. Collapse 2.0 looms as UK calm before storm. And Tarpley and many other financial experts we've had on, like Bob Chapman, have said they believe the next big plunge will probably be in Ireland or in England itself. But they're in that whole UK sector. Gallup finds U.S. unemployment at 10% in mid-October. That's a Cook number. It's well over 22% and rising. We'll be discussing all of that information today. 99 Dems House seats are in danger. It was 55 in the last poll last week. Now it's 99 as there is a complete flight from the Democrats and Nancy Pelosi. As French strike continues, country runs out of gas. Violent French protests show why a new debt crisis is inevitable. Sarkozy responds by saying regulate the Internet and specifically cites cases where bloggers have exposed government corruption. So they're openly saying, look, we've had a criminal takeover. Same groups running France are running this country. We've got to start shutting down free speech. These people are actually exposing us. We also have the new Chinese leader on track to be China's next president, Jinping, on track to become China's next president. We'll look at this. Individual. Going back to will the United States see unrest? Americans buying guns in preparation for civil unrest. That's prisonplanet.com. That is all coming up today as well. Chaos for British travelers as Brussels strikes halt Eurostar and truckers join French retirement age protest as they fight austerity where they pay into taxes, massive taxes their whole lives. They buy into socialism, and then almost all the money goes to interest on the debt to bankers. Interest created out of nothing by these creatures. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
In confusing times, would a simple outlook on health and beauty make sense?
If you're tired of taking dry vitamins without noticing any results, then the Bogdana Nutritional Formula is for you. Easy to take and absorb.
The absorption of liquids is 98% in comparison to only 20% for dry vitamins.
For the past 25 years, Bogdana Rejuvenating Nutritional Formula has been proven to get results.
Detox, nourish, and rejuvenate your body with this one-of-a-kind supplement that contains 150 natural and organic nutrients.
And a one-month supply is less than a dollar per day.
Take charge of your health and feel the difference with Bogdana Liquid Vitamins or your money back.
Go to BogdanaLiquidVitamins.com or call 1-800-234-5608.
That's BogdanaLiquidVitamins.com or call 800-234-5608. Give your body what it needs and it will perform miracles in return.
For inner health and outer beauty, feel the difference with Bogdana Liquid Vitamins today.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I'm going to cover all of the economic news, the ongoing riots by millions of people across Europe, what austerity means, and what this global program intends to put into place. So much of it has now actually transpired that we predicted. It wasn't hard to do. It's a IMF World Bank public plan that they have perfected in third world nations, now bringing to Western Europe, England, the United States, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, as well as areas of Eastern Europe and Asia. But we're going to fire out the toll-free number on any issue or any item or any topic you want to discuss, but I would hope that listeners would call in and give me your view on where you see this economic crisis going and what you think the American people are going to do. What's happening to businesses in your area? We're going to be discussing it all today, and we've got the author of Rich Dad, Poor Dad, Robert Kiyosaki, joining us coming up in the third hour. Phil Berg pops in for 30 minutes in the middle of the next hour on his rally in D.C. that he's finally launching. Very happy to see that, dealing with Barry Sotaro, a.k.a. Barack Obama's birth certificate, and the rest of it. So that is all coming up today. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231, and we'll get you up and on the air. Look at this news I've got here in front of me. It is just all incredible. Here's Der Spiegel, Obama's lost magic. It just doesn't have the magic anymore. 6 months into his presidency, he had the lowest approval rating of any president 6 months in. And a year in, it was the same trend. And a year and a half, and now close to 2 years in, it's the same story. But the globalists planned that all along. Now they will discard him politically, probably going to run Hillary for president, or at least vice president, discharging the current vice president, Joe Biden. And they'll try to have the novelty of a woman running for vice president. And, oh, the women all want to vote. It'll be different if they just get a woman in there. When Hillary helped ram through the end of Glass-Steagall in 1999, allowing the thousands of trillions of derivatives to be pumped out on a planetary scale and for the taxpayers of the globe to be handed the bill. Thank you very much, Hillary Clinton. And their counterparts, whether it was Tony Blair or whether it was François Mitterrand or the French-German leaders, all of them, the Greek leaders, all 11 years ago, the Spanish leaders, the Portuguese leaders, the Japanese leaders, globally, they all removed rules on derivatives and just said the sky's the limit. Select global banks can just issue all the fake counterfeit financial instruments they want. That's just the way it is. So we're going to be discussing that, obviously, today. But stocks, of course, are plunging on bad earnings for Apple and many, many others. And we have just chaos all over Europe, the epicenter being France, where the average Frenchman pays over 80% in taxes in one way or the other. The average Frenchman, some people only pay around 60, some of the rich pay upwards of 90, but on average, and it's basically set by the Organization of Economic and Cooperative Development, the OECD, that France and Germany were basically reorganized under during the Marshall Plan after World War II. And the UN and the Club of Rome and the CFR have all said that France is the model with a global tax rate that they're shooting for of 84%. France isn't quite at 84, but they're very close. England, over 60%. The United States, on average, you pay federal taxes in one way or another of close to 50%, and they call the United States a tax haven or a tax avoidance center, kind of like some areas of the Caribbean or Luxembourg or Monte Carlo or Switzerland. And they are pushing to, quote, remove the loopholes so that – because a global government doesn't work if you can run to the United States or run somewhere else that has lower taxes. You've got to have global coordination of taxes and regulations, and that's what this global government is. And through the crises that the globalists have publicly designed lovingly, caringly, sparing no expense, they plan to now bring this system in with a standardized global army, global court, global regulations. Of course, the World Trade Organization is one of the major beta tests of that now for the last 15 years, having more authority over our trade than our Congress. Just a microcosm example of all of that. But looking at France right now, I want to go over some of those news items and then to your calls. As French strikes continue, country runs out of gas, out of petrol, out of diesel. As the ongoing strikes in France against austerity continue, and what did Bill Still talk about with The Secret of Oz yesterday? It's a simple equation. The vast majority, next year approaching two-thirds, and it accelerates from there, of the tax money you pay goes not to roads, not to battleships, not to cruise missiles, not to government employees' paychecks, not to welfare moms. And all of that is bad one way or another. But at least a welfare mom takes her food stamp card here in Texas, her Lone Star card, and goes down to the corner store and, you know, buys hamburger meat and cereal and lettuce and tomatoes or whatever. At least some money goes into the economy. As much as I don't like the military-industrial complex system getting over $2 trillion a year one way or the other, at least a lot of that goes to defense contractor jobs, building bombs and cruise missiles and submarines and B-2 bombers. At least some of the money ends up in people's hands at the grassroots to then go to Dillard's and buy a new suit or a pair of tennis shoes or to go to Wally World and buy something, to go to Walmart or Target, or to pay the neighbor kid to mow your lawn, or to hire employees. But that's not the case under this system. So I want to explain that. In Nigeria, in Costa Rica, and they haven't even been totally imploded yet, in Brazil, in just countless other countries. In some cases, if you look at Nigeria, they pay over 90% of their tax money to debt service. And there's famous cases in Nigeria, one of the best case point examples of where they got a $1 billion loan from the IMF back in the 60s. And last time I checked, they'd paid over $50 billion on interest on that $1 billion. Because by the time they started paying it off, it was in the tens of billions. And they still owe another 50-something billion. So they're going to end up paying hundreds of billions of dollars on a $1 billion loan. And the IMF and World Bank gave them that loan and many subsequent ones to pay off the old loans. And it was literally created out of thin air, but backed up by countries that contribute to the IMF, World Bank, private consortium fund, and the UN puts out all this propaganda about it's helping poor people, yeah, poor bankers, and so your tax money backed it up. Well, now the bankers are just saying, look, we're even done with that. You'll still have your dollars and your pounds and your yens and your yons and your euros and your shekels and your, you'll still have all of those. You'll still have the peso in Mexico. You'll still have the peso, you know, down in Guatemala. You still have the peso in other Latin American countries, but they're all going to be globally set by this G20 consortium of central banking heads. This is on record. And they will set the interest rates and play currencies off against each other, just like the G20 announced last year that they were having coordinated devaluation of the currencies, a coordinated, unified strategy. And now here we are a year and a half later, and they're going, oh, my goodness, there's a currency war. Countries are fighting with each other to see who can lower their currencies faster. This is causing hyperinflation. Meanwhile, the Federal Reserve comes out, the North American branch of this group, and says, oh, we're going to have quantitative easing and money printing to pay off the debt. But then they go, oh, isn't it horrible? Currencies are going down. They openly carry out the policy and then go, oh, my gosh, it's terrible what it's doing. We've got an answer. Give us more power. And so now, for the last 5 years, they've been issuing SDRs. I have confirmed that in overseas shipping, it's printed on USPS, U.S. Postal Service, its conversion rate, it's about 1.5, takes 1.59 SDRs. One SDR is worth $1.59. So we're already under SDRs. It's like 2 years ago, the Texas Workforce Commission sent me a letter. Before it was even in WorldNet Daily, I'd noticed this. And then about 2 weeks later, it was in WorldNet Daily. Jerome Corsi wrote a story about it, but I can confirm it. And back then, I guess 2 years ago, we had about 15 employees and contractors. And the Texas Workforce Commission sent me a letter about increased worker comp taxes and insurance taxes and things. You know, it's going up every time I turn around. And it said, you now under federal government rules, we do not report to the federal government. We report to the North American Union body. And I showed that Texas Workforce Commission letter here on air. And of course, he got copies of them around the country. It's kind of like before health care even passed earlier this year. Remember in Illinois, and we showed this on air and also wrote an article about it, and then mainstream media picked it up, that they were already instructing businesses on the new taxes and on how under federal law they had to get insurance, and the state was implementing it before the law was even passed. That's because this global governance puts all this in place and then tells you about it later. Kind of like by 1993, every state in the United States, all 50, had standardized driver's license issuance under the federal government. Itself, in 2000, a UN summit in Australia, where they unified globally the driver's license and passports. And so here we are 10 years later, and they're just now getting around to telling you about global IDs. And a decade plus after we already had a national ID card, they got around to telling you. But it still has your state on it. So it looks like it's local. Same thing with these SDRs. And so we're already in the world government. That's kind of like they had the 50th anniversary of the EU in 2007. because in 1957 they did set up the EU with the Treaty of Rome. I have a copy of it. It's in the film Endgame. It's online. You can read it. But they told the Europeans they were in an EU in 2000. They were in it in 1957. We're already in the EU.
Are you concerned about dropping or losing your cell phone? Are you tired of dealing with cell phone clips or holsters? Then this message is for you. Introducing Clip Hanger, the best and most affordable cell phone holder on the market. Made to keep your phone secure and accessible. Clip Hanger works with all cell phones, including the iPhone, Droid, BlackBerry, and even iPods. When attached to a pant loop, Clip Hanger won't poke when you sit down. And for women, Clip Hanger easily attaches to any purse strap. Carry a phone in your pocket? Simply use one finger to pull it out with Clip Hanger. Clip Hanger is thin and simple, has a one-year warranty against breakage, and prices start at only $10.95. With your Clip Hanger purchase, we'll also send you the auto hook for your car and ship everything to you absolutely free. See the amazing Clip Hanger and the Clip Hanger Lite with its built-in LED flashlight at myphoneclip.com. To order, call 801-719-2680. That's 801-719-2680. Or visit myphoneclip.com to get your Clip Hanger today.
Good day, this is Peter Kranchnabel from Midas Resources. Today is October 19th, 2010. Gold opened this morning at $13.5690. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $13.9220, $6.9610 for a half ounce, and $3.4805 for a quarter ounce. That's $13.9220, $6.9610, and $3.4805.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm, warning of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. CBO is drawing a parallel between U.S. economy and the Greek economic meltdown. Debt to GDP climbing to unfamiliar territory and deficits rising to unsupportable levels. Hi, Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risks of deficit spending, aging population, and rising interest rates spells economic disaster. Call today at 800-686-2237. I'll send it free. Again, call 800-686-2237. Ask for the CBO document. Call 800-686-2237.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
Your natural, organic, herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Van, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
All right, I'm going to get into what's happening in France and undoubtedly how it will spread here. All the different financial news is just amazing. But I want to quantify this very simply because I have this gut check every day now, multiple times a day. It shocks my intellect when I realize just how real this world government is, just how real the weaponization of the medical system against us is, just how real all the Rockefeller Foundation documents are about chemicals and pathogens added to vaccines to give us cancer and sterilize us. I mean, that's real. The government shooting up Guatemalan children with syphilis, that's real. This year, the UN worldwide giving children weaponized polio and murdering them is AP and CBS, but they report it like it's no big deal. Bayer Pharmaceutical shipping out over a million ampules of factor VIII blood product with knowing it had HIV in it, on record, and hepatitis. That's real. The government knowing DU is a death sentence for our military. That's real. The Model States Health Emergency Powers Act, force inoculation program, that's real. The National Emergency Centers Act for FEMA camps, that's real. The military openly announcing they will patrol and take over the U.S. during financial collapse. Guess what? It wasn't for Al-Qaeda, like I told you 9 years ago. That's real. This is all real. This is all really happening. And more and more I wake up at 1, 2, 3 in the morning after I've been asleep a few hours because I control my fear. I control my concern when I'm conscious and awake because I'm on a mission. But when I'm asleep, I end up having dreams about this. I guess you'd call them nightmares. And every night now, I just wake up, I'm in the dark, I walk around the house, I go into my children's bedrooms, I look at them, innocent, good, sweet, they deserve to not live under tyranny. And I just sat on the couch for about an hour last night, just wishing I was wrong, wishing 9/11 wasn't an inside job, wishing that our country wasn't imploded by design, wishing, because I know how bad it's going to be, not just for my family, but your family, and for all the foolish people that are compartmentalized and dumbed down, who've been given a false mental template of society, all the people that are enabling this to happen by sitting on the bench or actively helping the globalist. We've had crooks take over our society, and they develop scientific systems to dumb people down and to misdirect and control populations. And it is even more horrific and more real than I had first, you know, years ago surmised from their own admissions and documents. And I want to ask callers, you know, do you have these gut checks? Are you concerned? Because I call it fear. When I'm awake and conscious right now, I'm not afraid. But when I wake up in the middle of the night, it's not even really fear. It's more concern. It's more sorrow. It's more nostalgia for the present. As bad as things are now, this is a cakewalk compared to where we're going. And it's just a deep-seated wish and desire to do a better job. I mean, it's such an overpowering responsibility to know what's happening, to understand what the globalists have done, to have their number, to know their modus operandi, to understand who they are, and to understand just how sadistic and psychopathic and wicked they are, and how much danger we are all in, including people that serve this system. And I use the example a lot of Abu Ghraib and other torture centers all over Iraq and the Middle East and into Central Asia and Afghanistan and Eastern Europe and Western Europe and all the secret black sites and the giant cadres of torture teams they've created that even torture people's children, according to the Army's own report, in front of their parents. I mean, that is a bold evil that the government would go ahead with that, and that when their own minions get caught doing it, they send them to prison for following orders. That ought to tell you about the hypocrisy and just the level of bona fide, naked wickedness that we're dealing with here. The sky is the limit with these people. Just what we know about the globalist is unspeakably bad. Imagine what we don't know. I mean, there's a whole bunch of mainstream news articles this week. We've got links to them up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com with you know, AP, Reuters, The Mail, BBC, going, okay, yeah, hundreds of thousands got Guillain-Barré and narcolepsy and epilepsy and brain damage and autoimmune problems from the vaccine, from the H1N1, exactly as we told you a year ago. And how did we tell you exactly a year ago what would happen? Because we've lived through this over and over again. We just have the courage to read the insert on the vaccine. And it isn't an accident. It isn't just profit-taking by these companies. They cold-bloodedly know what they're doing. They're testing, killing us, and maiming us out in the open and getting away with it. And every time my wife's at a grocery store, she sees people lined up taking the shots, and it freaks her out. It freaks me out. You want to just go up and warn these poor people going into 21st century equivalent of ditches, you know, gas chambers. We're going to come back, take your phone call. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, inviting you to join me in Central California in beautiful Santa Cruz for a special event being put on by 1080 AM KSCO. Unfortunately, I'm so busy fighting the globalists that I never have enough time to go out and have a lot of speaking engagements around the country and meet with the great people of this nation. This powerful event is a one-time appearance. Get tickets early because they will sell out. Tickets are $10.80 each and are only available online at the KSCO website, KSCO.com. Click on the banner on the webpage. I'm going to speak for several hours and have a question and answer. I will discuss information and research that I have never gotten into before. You can send your questions or suggestions via email to the radio station by emailing alex@ksco.com. Again, friends, I'm going to be speaking live on the 24th of October at 6 p.m. at the Coconut Grove Ballroom on Beach Street in Santa Cruz, California.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Alex told you the government announced recently that the recession is over. It ended on June of 2009. The millions of Americans unable to find work might not agree. Perhaps the recession ended for the bankers and government employees, but for the rest of us, things seem to be getting worse. Gold and silver haven't heard the news either. They've begun their long-expected journey to the moon. In addition to converting your shrinking dollars into gold and silver, you should consider a food savings account from eFoods Direct. They both make fabulous investments. Food is our greatest dependency, and we know it will be more precious than any financial resource. You and your family need food to survive a crisis, and you can't eat paper, stocks, or metals. Alex has been urging you to invest in delicious, easy-fix meals to enjoy now or save for long-term. This will freeze the cost of your food while you can still afford it. Visit eFoodsDirect.com on the Internet or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
So it's all real. It's all out in the open now, and you've got a decision to make. Are you going to be on the side of this system? Because even if you sit there on your hands, you are aiding the globalist. Or are you going to get off the bench and take action against the New World Order? Americans have been trained to sit on the fence, to sit in the middle of the road, to be bystanders. This is too dangerous to do that. You understand, it's much more dangerous historically, and all the evidence shows currently, to not speak out against this corruption than it is to speak out against it. If we fight this as hard as we can, we may be able to back them down, slow them down while we grow our numbers. But if people don't stand up, and I'm talking to other talk show hosts, I'm talking to mainline talk show hosts, you know, they're not stupid. They know this stuff's real. And if they keep playing along with this, you're not going to have to say, oh, it'll hurt, you know, our children down the road. It's going to hurt you. It's going to hurt your wife. It's going to hurt your husband. It's going to hurt your community now. Okay, we know what globalism is. It is high-tech, neo-serfdom, feudalism, slavery. It's real. and a total control grid has been put in place ahead of the implosion we're now descending into. Now, I'm done ranting about that. I got a bunch of news I want to cover, but let's start going to your phone calls. Let's talk to Matt in Minnesota. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. I wanted to share a news story with you, but first, yeah, in regards to the economic collapse, I think the crisis is going to get a lot worse before it gets better. And, you know, that's based on a lot of the information that's out there, even in the mainstream.
They always create a new crisis, then get more power, then create a new crisis. This is all designed.
Right. It's, you know, it's just the news every day is just more and more ridiculous. And like you said, and this is something you talked about, I think, in Terror Storm, is that whether it's the military strategy or these economic strategies, I mean, they're even more bold than Hitler and Mussolini and these guys. They just say this stuff right out in the open, and they talk about these crazy strategies, and it's just amazing that more and more people really aren't picking up on it.
I hear you. What's your point on the economy, Matt?
Oh, well, you know, I just wanted to, in regards to that, the economy and controlling the people, there was a news article in the Star Tribune, the local paper here in Minnesota, and the headline is, President Can Oust Speech Dissenters. And it says, a president and his aides are free to screen audiences for his public speeches and to remove those who may disagree with him.
Well, you know, the Supreme Court just ruled last week that under Cheney, and Bush, they would, if you had a Democratic or a union bumper sticker at a supposed public town hall, that they would kick people out or not allow them in, even though they advertised it as a public event. And so, yeah, that's what they're talking about.
Yeah, that's exactly right. They in the article, they cited some woman who had a, no more blood foil bumper sticker. But I just think that's pretty amazing because, I mean, this is just a small article in the middle of the paper. And, I mean, this is just more announcement of just the overt dictatorship that really exists in this country, you know?
And notice how everything Bush did, Obama has turbocharged it, and the next president will turbocharge it. And there's no doubt they're going to put a Republican in, and they're going to blow up a bunch of stuff after they get into office and say Al-Qaeda did it, and then use the control grid already in place against the American people. Matt, I appreciate your call. Before I go back to calls, let me hit a few police state news items here, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Here's the bad. U.S. pushes to ease technical obstacles to wiretapping. And they go on to admit no warrants, no nothing. They just want more control systems in to AT&T, Verizon, Comcast, where they can automatically tap anything without a warrant. Well, we already know that's in place. But there's the New York Times just announcing it to people. Here's the good. You can photograph that federal building. All over the country, police will march up, local police, federal, it doesn't matter. And they'll say, you can't videotape the demonstration. You can't videotape the police from even 100 yards away when they're out in public view. And they'll arrest you for wiretapping. They've just been losing in court on that. You know, there's no perception of privacy in a public place. How do they videotape us? Same issue. Eavesdropping would be if you went and stuck a camera in somebody's backyard, you know, through their window shades as they were undressing. That's what happened in, of course, Pennsylvania and other states where the schools are watching the kids at home over their government-issued laptops. And the court said they can do that. So, but they did settle to so it wouldn't get appealed. Continuing. So the bad is they're expanding warrantless wiretapping. The good is the right of photographers to stand in public places and take pictures of federal buildings has been upheld by a legal settlement reached in New York. In the ever-escalating skirmishes between photographers and security agencies, the most significant battlefield is probably the public way, streets and sidewalks, parks and plazas, which have customarily been regarded as a vantage from which photography cannot be and should not be barred. But it goes on to how the feds would arrest people doing that. Same thing's going on in England. And of course, real terrorists would just go to Google Street View, and get, as if real terrorists exist outside of fantasy land. You know, the terrorists are those running the federal government, and they stage the terror to set up a police state. That's obvious, and they admit it. They issue terror alerts for political gain. That's admitted. I mean, this is all out in the open. But you know, their claim of, oh, you can't videotape the police, you can't videotape this building, it's asinine. So that's been overturned in court. That is some good news. So, and here's the ugly news of the good and bad and ugly. And we have a clip of this up on Infowars.com. It's ABC News. Newborn child taken away because of bagel. And I constantly in the news hear about 30, 40, 50-year-old people with no criminal record at major corporations having to give urine or now blood samples or hair samples. And a hair sample goes back through your entire life. And I tend to eat bagels with poppy seeds at least once a week. In fact, I had some this weekend. And they're on a lot of hamburger buns at nicer, you know, hamburger shacks. And it causes no effect mentally, does nothing, but it gives a false positive for opiates. And I've seen these cases before. You know, they don't tell a woman that when she's getting blood work done before she has a baby and after. And a lot of times there's false positives. That's also come out for marijuana, for other drugs. There are a lot of cold medicines and medicines that deal, obviously, with allergies that have things that are precursors to methamphetamine in them. And once the CPS takes your child, they don't care if you go get more blood work. They don't care if it shows that you weren't snorting methamphetamine or taking heroin or opiates or Oxycontin. They take your child, and that's the way it is. So parents should know that the hospitals are spy grids. And in many drug tests, they have as high as a third of the time false positives. This is a story that will likely outrage many moms. Liz Mork gave birth to a beautiful baby girl, but the next day, police and child protective services in Pennsylvania, it's always Pennsylvania, came to her home and took the infant from her, all because of a bagel. Liz Mort says she never saw it coming. I was shocked. I was at a loss for words. I started crying, she said. Child Protective Services in Pennsylvania were at her doorstep taking her one-day-old baby because they thought Liz was abusing drugs. Someone was saying that, oh, we're CYS and we found something in your system. And at that time, I never heard of it before. It means that they have to take custody of your child, Mort said. And it says, Jameson Hospital in Newcastle, Pennsylvania. Newcastle, I saw this in 98. It was in the AP. A guy was walking through a Walmart parking lot. The police cruiser windows were down. The German Shepherd jumped out, started growling at him, and he did what you're supposed to. You don't run from a vicious dog. My wife this weekend forgot to carry her mace when she was jogging in the neighborhood, and a big dog ran out growling at her. And she said, "You get out of here! You get out of here!" And the dog backed off, and the owner came out and said, "Hey, don't be mean to my dog. He just looks mean." I love these people with big, vicious dogs who aren't trained, who get off on menacing people. And then their dog runs out at your wife. She didn't have her pepper spray. She screams at it, and they get mad. Like one time I was pushing my firstborn in a baby stroller. This giant pit bull runs out of a garage, out to the sidewalk, starts getting ready to bite me. And I rear back, get ready to kick it, and it moves back out of the way. And some guy runs out, and a wife beater and goes, you know, "What are you doing to my dog?" And I was wound up because I, you know, primitive instincts, I had my baby. And I said, "Listen, pal, you better put your dog on a leash right now. You think you're tough?" And the guy was kind of bowing up, and I said, "Well, come on, come on." And I shouldn't have done that, but the point is I was ready to tear him and his dog to pieces. But side issue, and any man is like that. I'm not a tough guy. Some big, giant black pit bull runs out, and some wife beater with mustard stains on his shirt runs out of his garage. "Listen, keep your dog on a leash, pal." But I'm digressing. The police dog in Newcastle, PA, jumps out. The guy yells at it to make it back off. The cop's walking out of Walmart and comes over and arrest him, and they charged him, and he was convicted for verbally assaulting an officer. See, their dogs are better than us. In fact, I clipped that out of the Austin American Statesman in 98. Search man arrested for yelling at police dog, Newcastle, PA. Man, let's see if that was ever put on the web. Man arrested for yelling at police dog. I'm digressing, and I said I'd take calls. We're going to go to Shanky, Jim, Joe, John, Noel, and others in a moment. But the issue here is, what a freak zone Newcastle, PA is. I guess near there, they watch kids on their laptops at home and in the shower. But yeah, that's okay, they say. It's all part of freedom, all part of 1984. Jameson Hospital in Newcastle, Pennsylvania, tests mothers of newborns for drugs. State law allows it. But what the hospital did not consider more closely was poppy seeds. And you notice they don't tell you everything you can say and, you know, do will be used against you. They don't tell you you're in a law enforcement situation. When they ask, "You got enough money yet, honey? You need some government assistance?" Boom, your kids are taken because you said you were poor. "Oh, does your husband ever yell at you?" "Yeah, sometimes." There it is, 28-year-old man charged with cruelty to animals. And it says police arrested a 28-year-old man Sunday on the cruelty to animals charge after he yelled an obscenity at a police dog in a patrol vehicle, according to the affidavit arrest. Is that in Pennsylvania, or that may be another one? What's the? No, that's 2008. I guess there's a new one. 10 years before that, I saw an article in 1998 about it. I said 2008. There it is, 2008. Okay, so he got arrested. Don't worry. Dog, that was Florida. Police say Rogers yelled, put it back up, an obscenity statement in the window as he walked past a patrol vehicle that contained a patrol dog, causing the dog's behavior to become overloaded, tormenting the dog, the affidavit says. And I don't know in that case if it barked at him. But anyway, side issue. So it goes on. The hospital issued a statement saying we have initiated an investigation to compare our standards to the community and regional hospitals, and if necessary, we will advise our reference lab to require their standards for consistency. And it goes on to say, opium comes from the poppy plant. Ingesting poppy seeds can cause levels of morphine and codeine in a person's urine. Well, a lot of times they give women morphine when they're having a painful birth. I guess they take your child for that, too. On that day, Liz gave birth. She ate a everything bagel from Dunkin' Donuts, a bagel with lots of poppy seeds. Now the local ACLU is taking on the case. The hospital issued a statement basically saying we have initiated an investigation to compare our standards to the community and regional hospitals. And if necessary, we'll advise our reference lab to critique their standards. I understand that what they're doing to protect children, but they should have investigated more, like I have to drive by that place every day when I go to work and I just cry every time. So far, no lawsuit's been filed. It isn't clear if they even gave her child back. But side issue, I just wanted to let you know about that. So when a police dog jumps out of a car and runs at you, you need to get on the ground and just show your throat and say, kill me. Because that officer is worth more than you and your whole family. And I've seen all these other police cases where, and I've seen the video on the news, where the police dog attacks some guy at a roadside checkpoint. The dog's attacking them, blood's coming out their arm or leg. They punch the dog, assault on an officer. They charge you with assault on a god because their dog is better than you, and you're going to let it attack you. Do you understand? But don't worry, cops that are into all this, your bosses don't just let you assault us. They assault you through your drinking water every day, through your GMO food, through your mercury-filled shots. So go ahead. Don't listen to me, laugh at me, shoot your kids up. You like having somebody with a low IQ as a child. You love the system. You worship at its altar. Everything you do is about your petty power trip, so worship your gods. Now, I know a lot of cops are waking up, and that's good. Shanky in Georgia, you're on the air, Shanky.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for having me on. Congratulations on the money bomb and on all your success. I really appreciate
that. Well, that's going to let us go to the next level, and God bless everybody that donated. It's wonderful. It's caused a lot of hating and jealousy by other people, but talk show hosts and people, but that's just what they do. They don't understand. This is the platform waking everybody up to send them to their websites and radio shows. But go ahead.
I think it's great. I want to promote Prison Planet as well. It's a great resource and lots of wonderful videos and stuff you put over there,
too. Thank you, Matt. I mean, thank you, Shanky.
The global debt, you mentioned debt earlier, and I'm just thinking along the lines of just total global default is what it's going to take. You mentioned the debt levels, and you talk about a country like
Greece. Yeah, we don't owe this money, and that's what Ron Paul said last week. Default on the banker debt. The bankers used it for themselves. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, they've robbed the middle class. They've basically taken all our money and pumped up the elite and kept them afloat while they're going to let everybody else starve.
Well, more than kept them afloat, I've got the headline here, stocks down but bank stocks up. So no, I mean, they're not just keeping afloat. They're doing really good right now.
Well, I mean, you talk about stocks, and I'm deep into the stock market and follow it every day, and it is just more frustrating to see the manipulation. You talked a minute ago about what do you sit up at night and worry about, and what makes you, and my focus, other than really everything, my children, you mentioned your children, and it's just to see the blatant manipulation, the blatant purchasing of the stock market and keeping it afloat and the illusion that all is well, to keep it alive, to keep the pensions alive, to keep it's absolutely disgusting to see it happening.
It is, and it's so obviously unbelievably criminal. I mean, criminal isn't even the word for it. It's just open total fraud, out in the open. It even came out in Congress that Goldman Sachs and others premeditated this. It's happening globally. The same six banks are doing it in concert, and it's either us or them. And we've got to default on this debt. And people are like, well, that'll devalue the dollar. They're already devaluing it. They're already planning to, in the name of propping it up, transfer all the rest of the wealth to themselves that's left, and then default it on top of it. I mean, we've got to default on it now.
Got to get in now to to what you're always, what we've been talking about, or they've been talking about, is the false flag. What is going to be the catalyst that finally rips it from everybody's control? I mean, I think this charade can go on as long as the Fed can print money, as long as nobody's there to stop them, as long as we have nobody in power to stop this charade.
And if we get too uppity, they'll blow something up and blame it on the American people. That's why we've got to keep exposing inside job terror to take that trick away from them.
Just like Building 7. I mean, that's the one positive proof about 9/11, that the Pentagon. But there's going to be some catalyst, I believe, that's going to finally rip the stock markets from their control and finally rip all this crap that they're doing and allow us our opening to come in.
Shanky, good point. I got to jump, but that catalyst has already begun. Over 80% of Americans in major polls know the Federal Reserve's private. They want to audit it. They want to shut it down. As Zbigniew Brzezinski said, humankind is awake and staring at the elite. They are uncloaked now. That's the beginning of the end. More calls straight ahead.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653, or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are the threats of a biological attack to the U.S. real?
If biological warfare is real, what should I know before it happens to protect my family?
The answers to the unthinkable are inside a new book by Christian patriot and author Sam Adams, Pale Horse, How to Survive a Chemical or Biological Attack. Inside what's been called the must-have manual for surviving the attack and mass panic that will follow, you will learn what the actual biological and chemical threats are, how to respond to events that are almost certain to happen, what the government's response is likely to be, how some will take advantage of the chaos, and exactly how you should prepare. To get Pale Horse, How to Survive a Chemical or Biological Attack in hard copy or immediate digital download, go to BioWarSurvival.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 1-877-327-0365. Or buy online at BioWarSurvival.com. That's BioWarSurvival.com.
This is not your father's BioWar Survival Handbook.
We are back live, going straight to your calls. Jim in Texas, thanks for holding her on the air.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Pretty good, sir.
Well, like usual, I have to agree with everything you say. These people aren't ignorant. Economics 101, I was taught back in the 80s that trickle-down economic theory is the antithesis, or globalization is the antithesis to trickle-down economic theory. So these people know what they're doing, and they know that nothing's going to get better until we go back to being a sovereign nation, printing our own money.
Oh, they say they want a post-industrial world.
Yeah, they know what they're doing. Every day I listen to your show, and every day I'm reminded of Brave New World and Brave New World Revisited, where Huxley, who was an insider and knew these things, said that, and only the abnormally normal would be able to adapt to the society they were going to create. The rest of us would turn into John the Savages and either kill ourselves or be killed by the system. And, you know, every day I feel more and more like John the Savage watching all this stuff happen. And, man, you know, I really appreciate what you do, and I don't really know what the answer is except revolution. I agree with what Max Kaiser said yesterday. I cannot believe the people in the United States are so weak-willed and have turned into what they've turned into. When you look at France, there's millions of people in the street today, shutting down the society, burning down the institutions. And, you know, what has happened to America? How have you people allowed yourself to be so chemically and media lobotomized? I don't understand it.
Well,
I don't understand it, Alex.
Look, I'm not criticizing the French, but at the same time, we are seeing a big awakening. We are seeing court victories. We are seeing a lot of the states move towards sovereignty and 10th Amendment. And whereas people should be in the streets, the issue is the violence allows the system to bring in more controls. And so if you actually read the IMF World Bank documents from 2002, they talk about how they do this in third world countries. They create an atmosphere that creates social unrest, and they use that as a pretext to come in with more control. So it's a very delicate balance here, and we see the system trying to demonize yours truly, claiming I'm calling for violence when I'm calling for the opposite. I mean, George Soros publications attack yours truly every day now, saying I'm calling for violence, basically I should be arrested. And so again, they create the climate where a lot of people reasonably, you know, start wanting to go in that direction, but it's a setup down the road. I am never for offensive violence, but I am for getting in politicians' faces and going to every meeting and demonstrations and exposing the cops when they come out and try to hire provocateurs. I am for exercising our rights. I am for calling for criminal investigations and grand jury indictments of Federal Reserve board members, as Ron Paul has called for. But the pen is mightier than the sword. 90% of war is now info war. Pentagon says that themselves. And I remember reading that, you know, 15 years ago when I was looking around for a name for a website, Infowars.com was available. And I went and registered it, 1996, started in 1997. Took me almost a year to get a webmaster and figure it all out, because it was just myself and my girlfriend and Mike Hansen working on the operation at that time. Just the three of us, now my wife. Look, this, we won't beat them overnight, but here's the key. People are ready for the truth now. This stuff's all out in the open. So a lot of you beat your head against the wall for decades trying to wake folks up and got laughed at. You're not going to get as much of that now. And the beating your head against the wall, the seeds you planted a decade ago, those are now sprouting today. So seeds you plant today will sprout in a year, not in 10 years. Some will sprout overnight. Some will sprout a year later. But you just got to keep planting the seeds of truth, because as Victor Hugo, the French philosopher, said, no army can stop an idea whose time has come. Anything else?
Well, I found Eric Holder coming on TV last night and announcing that the federal government would come in and intervene if California legalized marijuana. It was very interesting when he was just on TV 18 months ago saying how they were going to support the state's rights to make and enforce the drug laws the way they saw fit. So
yeah, that's because they thought they could beat it, but because they failed, they're coming in. Great point. Yeah, I mean, the federal government has no business regulating in-state commerce. We'll be right back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.